I'm Robin Lustig, the Nigerian poet and playwright Wole Soyinka, the winner of the 1986 Nobel Prize for Literature, has given the BBC World Service an unpublished poem with which to conclude our 75th anniversary season. The poem describes a moment of quiet during which peace becomes possible. Soyinka says that for him, listening to the BBC World Service has become a habit. So now here is his poem, broadcast for the very first time to mark the end of our 75th anniversary celebrations.
A vision of peace. There is a breathless moment when the world lies deep in sleep, when nothing stirs, when the great waves are still, the trade winds drop, a pause where all is silent, even as in Earth's prenatal dawn. It is that moment when life reunites its tributary powers, a moment when the eyelids of the sun first flickers and the turbid dance of rivers submits to a pace of sap in roots and pensive leaves. The ancient snow of this moment, when sand dune and mangrove, rock and clay are robed in a piece of light that lacks the hurt of burns. And the sun is only a cosmic flare of flowers, lighting the feet of an advancing dawn. They know of this concert hour of the gods, when ocean undertows sink into the frozen flesh of fins, when a bridge of mists unites sky and earth, and the tints of all earth colors blend, a mystic palette on which the gods, retreating, lay their brushes. To mortal senses is revealed this moment, also at concert hour, brought to tremulous life by man the music maker, all too soon curtailed by symphonies that overwhelm the senses, conjuring fire and flood, anguish and ecstatic flights. But only after discordant tunings of the parts have yielded to that pause, its cupped hand calms the world, inarticulate, a seed in slumber, till it bursts in bloom and the memory of querulous parts fades into the landfill of eternity. Within that pause, the puller nut of peace will ripen, as ancients gather to the music of the spheres, when kora, flute, violin, strings, nimbira, xylophone, and balafon are tuned to a single chord, a unison to which the world awakes.
That was Wole Soyinka with a poem broadcast here on the BBC World Service for the first time, ending our 75th anniversary season, Free to Speak.
There's a lot of colour out there.
Red, orange smile of life.
Parched brown earth.
Black plumes of exhaust.
Because it's green.
This week in One Planet, the BBC explores an important ecological issue, bringing you the true colours of the debate.
It couldn't be more different, certainly in terms of the colour.
One Planet, going beyond green, every Thursday, 13:30 and 21:30 CET from the BBC World Service.
You can pick up the BBC World Service on everything from a satellite receiver to a computer to a radio. Find out the best ways to hear us where you are at bbcworldservice.com. Here are the latest news headlines from the BBC. Talks on the future of Kosovo, the United Nations Security Council have ended,
with Western countries saying the potential for a negotiated solution is exhausted.
Three British residents who've been held at Guantanamo Bay have
been taken into police custody. President Bush has published a bill aimed at creating more fuel-efficient vehicles and increasing the use of alternative forms of energy. sentenced 47 people to jail. The biggest trial so far involving the armed Basque separatist group, ETA. And if you'd like to know more about Kosovo in transition, why not check out bbcnews.com. In the region, no